I'm looking around and my family, I love them. And I'm looking out here and I got to tell you, I love you too. The people of northern Minnesota have been great. The people in this DFL process have been great. And you're looking at somebody who has had one hell of an experience. I look out in this room, and I know we have some friends in St. Paul who've been watching, and I love them and my staff, you know, Jill, Randy, Troy, Joan, Nancy, Josh, Rick, Chris, I mean, just endless. Jim by the computer, just endless. The people who gave their time, which is what politics is all about. Not their wallet, their time. That's kind of... That's kind of the way this is supposed to work.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm counting on Mark to make sure that in the next 6 years he addresses campaign finance reform.
Yeah.
The other part of this that I think and how I believe it should work is tonight... David is going to be the next state senator. My buddy Tommy is going to be the state rep. But the neatest part, this Senate district is going to trade in a 50-year-old man for a 24-year-old kid. Where is he? All right? That's what this is about. It's always about what you give and what you leave. We as a family have given it 18 years. I believe we've left it in better shape than what we got it. Yeah. And now we get to leave it to him and David and Tommy. And
I suppose we better talk about this.
Everybody knows that I love public service, and I've had a treat. You've given me an opportunity and things in a lifetime. I've been to Washington. I've been to Japan. You pick it. I've been there. Because you've allowed me to do that. And that can never, ever go away. And the Minneapolis Star, I'm pretty optimistic, okay, because the Minneapolis Star last week, the headline had Dayton leading the polls, but right alongside the headline it said there were 64,000 job opportunities in Minnesota, some of them paying over $10 an hour. I think this 50-year-old guy got a shot at a job somewhere. thank you very much. And continue to enjoy yourself tonight, because it's not the end. I believe in a lot of ways it's the beginning. Thank you.